This morning, we introduce you to a man who works at Logan Airport. His name is Mario Saeed. Despite a travel downturn in the pandemic, it's been a busy week for air travel. Airport workers, like Saeed, are in a tough spot. Of course, he's glad not to be laid off. But as WBUR's Adrian Ma reports now, it also feels risky to be working during the worsening pandemic.
For most folks, the airport is a place you pass through. A temporary stop on the way to your destination. For some, though, Logan Airport kind of is the destination. Take Mario Saeed, who lives in Everett. He moved there from Haiti a couple of years ago, and basically ever since, he's worked as a wheelchair attendant at Logan, a job that means helping travelers get to and from their gates, and sometimes physically lifting them in and out of their airplane seats. Saeed says he likes the job because he's not the type to sit still. He likes to be on the move. He makes about $15 an hour, enough to pay rent, support his teenage son, and still have a little time to play soccer after work. But since the pandemic took hold and air travel plunged, he says things have really gone downhill. The 46-year-old says he's faced reduced hours, sporadic unemployment. It's been really hard. While work has been steadier in the lead up to Thanksgiving, working during the coronavirus outbreak is stressful. He says he has to work to survive. So, yeah, things are tough for him right now. But he says it's tough for the whole country. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.